this is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M.D., dictating independent medical examination from October 18 on a patient named Benjamin Mitchell, B-E-N-J-A-M, as in Mary, I-N, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. You can use my address, my name, Alexander Doman, on the letterhead, with my new address, 255 Huntington Road, H-U-N-T-I-N-G-T-O-N, Huntington Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, for the heading. This will read as follows, to whom it may concern. Benjamin Mitchell is a 53-year-old gentleman who was seen for independent medical evaluation on October 18, 2022. He comes with outside records which have been reviewed, period. These records that have been reviewed include a one-time evaluation by Dr. Christopher Blanchard, B-L-A-N-C-H-A-R-D, on June 25, 2021, at Resurgence Orthopedics, period. In addition, a disability parking application is reviewed, and a appointment sheet for a visit on June 16, 2021 at Resurgence has been reviewed, period. A single sheet from a doctor's visit with Dr. David Scott at Resurgence has been reviewed from May 12, 2021, period. There are no other records, period. Mr. Mitchell describes an injury while working in Afghanistan as a police officer, a training person, period. He states that he was on a 27-mile march He states that he was in a 22-mile march on June 20. No, correction, in August. He states that he was in a 22-mile march in August 2020 in Afghanistan when he felt a popping sensation with pain on the plantar aspect of his right foot, period. He states this occurred approximately 3 miles into the march, period. He continued with March period, he states that he saw a doctor on the base in Afghanistan who got an x-ray and gave him a corticosteroid injection in his right hip area period. He states that he continued to work and used a cane a great deal and crutches initially, period. He states that he did not have any back pain at the time of this injury, period. He states that he developed a back pain 3 to 4 weeks later, and attributes the back pain to possibly using the correction to possibly using a cane, period. New paragraph. This gentleman did return from Afghanistan around November 1, 2020 period. He had been there since 2017 period. He did continue to do his work during that time, and states that he did go on marches, but with discomfort following this initial injury in August period. New paragraph. Subsequently, he sought attention from local correction. Subsequently, he sought attention from an orthopedic surgeon. Near where he lives, common Dr. Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E, period. However, these records are not available, period. He saw Dr. Riddle he's on one occasion, who referred him to Dr. Scott in Roswell, period. He states that Dr. Scott gave him a single corticosteroid injection in the area of the heel. That was not helpful, period. He was also given a night splint ankle foot orthosis that he wore for approximately 6 months at night, but this did not really help, period. New paragraph. Subsequently, he was referred to another doctor for his back, comma, period. This this doctor, this was Dr. Blanchard. Period. The records from Dr. Blanchard are reviewed. Period. No surgery was recommended. Period. Conservative treatment with Lyrica was prescribed. That's L-Y-R-I-C-A. Period. However, this was not helpful. Period. He now takes Tylenol as needed, period. He uses a cane as a cane to try to relieve discomfort in his foot, period. He uses a cane today, period. New paragraph. This gentleman states that has not seen a chiropractor for this injury period. He states that he has seen a chiropractor on a number of occasions in the past over in the past for in the past, prior to 2017 period, Elwood restates that the spinal condition that he saw the chiropractors for was related to the neck area and not the lumbar spine period. He states that he's seen two chiropractors near where he lives, and has seen another chiropractor that he's friends with in Cartersville. Period. This is Dr. Bishop. Period. However, he states that all these visits were related to the cervical spine and not the lumbar spine. Period. It is noted that on his evaluation by Dr. Blanchard, it is marked that he has not seen a chiropractor. Period. The paragraph at present, he states that he has a constant aching pain in the low back area that shoots up his leg on the right side occasionally, but not down the leg. Period. Perhaps his past medical history is significant for a fracture of his right ankle in 1992, for which he underwent open reduction internal fixation of an open ankle fracture involving the distal tibia. Period. Several screws were placed. Period. He states that he had an excellent result from this and was able to resume on running activities. Period. He has not subsequently had any problems with respect to the right ankle, and he has no complaints at this time involving his right ankle. The paragraph, Mr. Mitchell states that he did not twist his right ankle in the March period. He states he was wearing desert boots when he felt the pain on the bottom or plantar aspect of his right foot in the period. New paragraph, social history. This gentleman states that he currently works on a part-time basis as a reserve training officer for the City of White, W-H-I-T-E. No, period. He states that he's been a police officer for approximately 30 years. No, period. New paragraph, Mr. Mitchell is here presently with his fiance. Period. New paragraph, past surgical history also includes a fracture of his left femur for which he underwent intramedullary rotting with excellent result. Period. And Mr. Mitchell states that he has not seen a doctor since the end of last year. Period. New paragraph. On examination today, this gentleman is... This gentleman is approximately 6 foot 4 inches and 250 pounds, although his scale is not. Okay, and it's approximately 250 pounds according to the patient. Period. this gentleman shows This gentleman shows a very very slight limp to the right side when ambulating that appears. Intentional with the right leg externally rotated slightly. Period. New paragraph, on examination of the lumbar spine, he has subjective complaints of tenderness along the right paralumbar muscles. Period. He has complaints of low back pain in the supine position. With straight leg raising test, however, the test is normal when distracted in the sitting position. Period. this gentleman has subject to complaints of back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees while in the prone position on a non-physiologic basis. He has subject to complaints of back pain with minor pelvic rotation on a non-physiologic basis as well, period. Muscle strength testing is normal, period. Sensation in the lower extremities is intact, period. Forward flexion is 70 degrees and extension is 20 degrees, period. Upon examination of the right foot and ankle, he has welded surgical scar over the anterior aspect of the right ankle and distal tibia. Period. There is a mild residual swelling associated with this scar. Period. There's no ankle instability. Period. Dorsiflexion is 0 degrees. Correction. Yeah, dorsiflexion is 0 degrees and plantar flexion is 25 degrees. Period. Eversion. Eversion is 5 degrees and inversion 25 degrees, period. There's no swelling over the plantar fascia, period. There's no redness, period. Sensation is intact, period. He has a tenderness in a diffuse manner he has tenderness in a diffuse manner in a non-anatomical distribution throughout the plantar aspect of his right foot, period. There's no warmth, period. There's no fluid or swelling identified in the foot, period. Muscle strength is testing is a normal, period. New paragraph. Number one, the detailed history and prior medical evaluation. Correction: the detailed history and medical information has been reviewed above. Period. It is noted that the records from his initial treating orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Riddle, has not been reviewed, and very limited records from his treating orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Scott, have been reviewed. Perry states that he saw Dr. Scott monthly since he was first seen by Dr. Scott, but only one note has been provided, period. He states that Dr. Riddle did perform an MRI study of his right foot, but this result has not been provided, period. The earlier chiropractic records from prior to 2017 involving the spinal complaints have also not been provided, period. New paragraph number two. This gentleman's subjective complaints of back pain and foot pain are not supported by the lack of objective findings on examination today, period. It is noted that his subject complaints involve his right foot and not his right ankle, period. With respect to the examination of the lumbar spine, the findings contradict the subject complaints of back pain. Period. The physical findings on examination indicate extreme symptom magnification. Without positive objective findings, period. The subject complaints of a pain in the plantar aspect of his right foot are also contradicted by the lack of objective findings on physical examination, period. New paragraph number three, the diagnosis as a result of today's examination is a normal orthopedic evaluation of the lumbar spine and right foot, period. The prognosis is excellent for these conditions, as the examination is normal. Period. New paragraph number four. It is my firm and definite opinion that that the entirety of the treatment related to the lumbar spine is all the treatment rendered to date has not been reasonable, necessary, or related to the alleged work injury. None of the treatment of the lumbar spine is related to the work injury, period. There is no temporal relationship of the injury to the foot with the lumbar spine, period. A mild limp as a result of the alleged foot injury would not have caused any ongoing complaints of correction, would not have resulted in any injury of the lumbar spine or ongoing lumbar back pain, period. Therefore, all the assessment of the lumbar spine is not related to a work injury, period. With respect to the right foot, there is a lack of a positive physical findings, period. The right foot, there is a lack of physical findings, and therefore no further treatment is warranted. Period. Any minor sprain of the plantar fascia would have long ago resolved within a few months of his initial injury in August of 2020. Period. New paragraph number five. This gentleman has long ago reached a maximum medical improvement period. This would have been reached by November 2020, 3 months following his injury period. Number six. No future medical care is recommended. Period. Number seven, this gentleman is physically capable of returning to his usual and customary job as a senior advisor - mentor. Period. Number nine, there are no work restrictions. Period. Sincerely, meet Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD. Thank you.